The Valley got its first taste of an NFL team when the St. Louis Cardinals moved from the Midwest into Sun Devil Stadium in 1988, bringing a reputation for losing games and not spending much money. The organization's bow-tied owner, Bill Bidwell, didn't fill local football fans with hope when he arrived, and the team mostly struggled on the field until voters approved a state-of-the-art stadium in Glendale. But behind the scenes, Bidwell was known for his loyalty and commitment to diverse hiring, which was unique in the NFL at that time. And that part of Bidwell's life is being remembered following his death yesterday at the age of 88. Kent Summers of the Arizona Republic covered the Cardinals for a couple of decades and spoke with our co-host Steve Goldstein about Bidwell. They began by talking about Bidwell's quirkiness and how he fit into a much older generation of pro football.
He was sort of a misfit in the public eye. He was very uncomfortable doing it. And you know, all of his stories revolved around football in the 40s, 50s, and 60s even. And he accepted what the NFL had become, but he sort of, you know, longed for the old days when the simpler times. And it just wasn't that. The Cardinals at the time, and still to this day, the Bidwell family will blame, you know, the lack of a stadium that they controlled. Playing in a college stadium, Sun Devil Stadium. But, you know, there's obviously far more to it than that. There were, you know, I think his reputation as being cheap was spot on at times. He kept some older people in front office jobs, scouting players and such on for way too long. They made mistake after mistake. And because Mr. Bidwell was friends with them, they stayed on the making mistake after mistake and frustrating numerous coaches. So there was a reason the Cardinals were a bad, bad franchise, and it didn't have, it wasn't all due to their lack of a settled stadium situation.
This was an organization that was probably the first in the NFL to at least in some ways embrace diversity, certainly in the front office, which we still really don't see that much of in the NFL or the other pro sports. That was extremely important to him. Do we know why?
I think it was important to him, and I think, you know, it's important to note, I don't know that he really thought it was that big of a deal. From way back in the 70s when he hired an African-American woman, Adele Harris, to work in the media relations department, and she later became head of their community relations for 20 years. I don't think he thought it was a big deal at all that he hired Bob Wallace when he was back in St. Louis, a young lawyer in St. Louis who worked for, you know, Bidwell's friend Thomas Guilfoyle. And Bob Wallace was the first African-American contract negotiator in the NFL. And Bob Wallace has told me the story, you know, I would go to these meetings and look around and there was nobody there who looked like me. You know, it was just the only, you know, non-white face in the crowd. So I think Bill Bidwell deserves obviously a lot of credit for that. And he continued that once he moved to Arizona. You know, Rod Graves and Dennis Green were the first African-American general manager coach combination in league history. So, but you know, it's typical Bill Bidwell. He didn't make a big deal out of those things. He let other people write about it. He really didn't want to comment about it, but he deserves tremendous credit for that.
Now, knowing more about the charitable ventures, the diversity aspect we just talked about, was there any indication that Bill Bidwell cared about how he's perceived by sports writers, by fans who, you know, would sort of yell and scream and criticize? Was there any thought that he really cared about that, or was he just such a private, different sort of guy that it didn't affect him?
I think he'd been criticized for so long and so vehemently when he came here that to a certain extent he was numb to it. And I think, you know, talking to some people who worked with him at the time and for him, he was determined not to let reporters and media know that they got under his skin. He seemed at times oblivious to the criticism. I remember writing some very critical stories, and he'd be coming through the press box, you know, a couple of days later telling me, you know, a story about the 1947 Cardinals championship team. And, you know, Steve Benson, the great editorial cartoonist at Arizona Republic, would skewer him with a cartoon, and Bidwell would have the Cardinals media relations person call the paper and say, hey, can you get Steve to autograph a print of that and send it over? So I think he truly enjoyed that. He enjoyed being somewhat of a contrarian. And I think he sometimes did things for his own amusement. You know, he was a very interesting man who never let down his guard very much in public. I don't think, you know, most people, if they were known as a skinflint, cheap owner, and one of the worst in NFL history, would work to reverse that reputation, and he didn't seem to care about it.
How would you assess the state of the overall organization right now as far as how the Bidwell family runs it and where they sort of stand?
What's interesting to me is Michael, who runs the team now in many ways, is so different than his father. He really likes the limelight. He wants to be involved in the day-to-day operations of the team. He cares deeply about how he's perceived in the public. And I think, you know, maybe more so than his father, Michael really has this desire to win. And maybe that comes from growing up in St. Louis and watching, you know, how the Bidwell name was synonymous with bad ownership. I mean, my theory is that irritated him and made him, you know, even more competitive. It's a critical juncture for this team. It'll be interesting to see what happens the rest of this season and the few days after it.
All right. That is Kent Summers. He's a sports columnist for the Arizona Republic, covered the Cardinals as the beat writer for many, many years. Kent, thanks for the time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.